Last time on the Ron and Brian show.
It's good pizza.
Very good.
I believe the ham was the best part of that.
Can't go wrong with the meat lovers. Everyone has like a misinterpretation of what the orgasm actually is.
You know, you have to clean that up when you're done, you know.
And meanwhile,
let's just realize we're on the air right now.
I'm sorry, I can't sing. Right now, dogs are cringing by the curb.
You think?
So obviously, we couldn't leave it like that. That's why WCDB Albany presents the Ron and Brian Reunion, Wednesday, December 1st at 7 a.m.
I don't know, we're just telling people we're doing the special edition of the Ron and Brian show.
And?
I don't know.
They're not quite prepared for it. They don't know what's coming.
Yeah, many people are not prepared for it at the moment.
Are we prepared?
I don't know. You were supposed to prepare everything. I'm just drinking.
With preparation like that, it's got to be good. The Ron and Brian Reunion, Wednesday, December 1st, 7 to 9 a.m. A special edition of The Jeff and Brian Show on WCDE Albany.
What's up? Take one. Yo.
And that reunion is coming up shortly, we think and hope. Stay tuned.
WCDB 90.9 FM Albany.
The full spectrum of the bizarre.
Oh.
Talking about God tonight.
WCDB, you're on the air.
Talking about God tonight.
Can you play Private Plane?
Talking about God tonight.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Talking about God tonight.
Can you play Private Plane?
You don't have sex here on this radio station.
All right, let's go, Zing. Can you play Ween?
Oh, that's much better.
There is no sex.
All right, let's go, Zing. Can you play Ween?
You don't have sex here on this radio station.
Screw that.
There is no sex.
What a monotonous life.
There is no sex.
Oh.
Son. There is no sex.
Guys, be careful.
There is no sex. Son. WCDB is a station of sin.
90.9.
WCDB is a station of sin.
So turn up the bass on your Walkman.
This is a test.
This is only a test.
This is a test.
This is only a test.
This is a test.
This is only a test.
Don't be alarmed.
The station's Iman.
The Capital District's best for over 20 years.
WCDB.
Elegant and chic.
Chic and elegant.
Profound and subtle.
Profound and subtle.
Albany.
Fine. We're going to play that back now.
WCDB Albany. It's the place for you and me. WCDB Albany. It's the place for you and me.
The views expressed on this program, however stupid, do not necessarily reflect the views of the Student Association, the State University of New York, and especially not the staff and management of WCDB Albany.
WCDB Albany, Ron and Brian Reunion.
And now, the hosts of our show, well, there's just too many to mention, so let's just go.
Brian.
Yes.
How are we doing this morning?
I think I'm doing a little bit better than you.
Oh, man.
All right. Good morning. All right, ladies and gentlemen. 7:15 in the morning?
Yes, unfortunately. Ron and Brian reunion. Dare I say it?
Are you hearing, like, this in the background?
Yes.
No?
No, I'm hearing, like, almost a delay.
That's probably the actual radio signal going out in the live studio.
That's the way it normally works.
I've never, well, I have not recently had problems.
All right.
I can do it without it.
Let's get into this.
It's December 1st.
I'm sure you're all wondering why we're so late.
It's December 1st. It's
really cold out.
It's the return for a special one-day thing.
A one-day jammy, if you will.
A one-day special.
With the man, Ron Bailey. Now, Ron?
Yes.
I have to say, you were the man who came up with the idea for this whole talk show thing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I wasn't complimenting you. That was in no way a compliment, please. Right. I was about to, you know, curse you.
Okay.
Because ever since you came up with that idea, I've been waking up at about 6 o'clock every Wednesday morning.
Except for today when we woke up at 6:30.
Yes.
Is this my own vomit?
Well, okay. So, right now it's a private joke, but we'll
make it public.
We'll quickly make it public. Well, okay. We'll do it in a little while. But first, we got to tell the people so far what's going on.
With what?
I mean, we got here late.
This is it.
This is the Ron and Brian reunion show.
Ron, we used to do a talk show.
I vaguely recall it. Yes, out of the old Ed Sullivan Theater, I believe.
Last year we did it. You and I, we were
highly successful.
Good call. I like that. Then, what happened, Brian?
A lack of good judgment.
We did a show where simply we weren't really thinking, and well. We got in a little trouble for it.
Just a bit.
Station management didn't like what we were doing, didn't like what we said, didn't like our views.
Not like you could blame them, though.
Well, come on, let me at least make the attempt.
All right, go for it.
You're so, such a martyr, Brian.
So we were just thrown off the air.
Thrown off, kicked off.
Is that it?
Dragged off.
All right, hold up. And
one of you longer than the other.
Yeah, that's for sure. One way longer than the other.
Not that much longer.
Not personally that I would know this.
I could have, like, given birth in the time that I was, like, left off the air.
So you're back.
For one day.
We bring you back just so you can... So we can see what you've done with your life. Where have you gone? CDB members... What have they done?
Where are they now?
Personally, Ron?
Yes.
I think we deserve an apology.
For what?
I don't know. I just...
When did we start talking about my couch?
Just a numerous number of things. Yes.
All right. I'm sure that the people out there want to know, Ron, what are you doing with your life?
Just working. Just working.
So you're working. Where are we? Selling out to the corporate America.
Selling out to the corporate man. Just working in a hotel outside of the Philly area, doing it Philly style these days.
Didn't the Phillies lose the World Series?
Oh, did they ever?
Okay, just making
quite
sure.
A dramatic loss.
Just making sure.
Ninth inning, game six, 3-run home run, death threats.
Were you one of those making the death threats?
I wasn't making the death threats as much. I really didn't, care too much one way or the other about what was going on with that. It was actually kind of better that they didn't win because I know how the city was like. Oh my god! I know how the city was like after they
won the pennant.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Does Philly know how to party?
Philly knows how to party. New York style, no doubt.
All
looting,
right.
Killing, murders.
There was looting.
Nah, there wasn't too much looting.
No looting?
Just a lot of street sirens and fireworks and things to keep me awake at night.
What's good. The point of looting after one of your city sports teams actually wins something?
Free items, dare I say.
But do you need an actual major sporting event to do this?
Well, what I've really kind of realized in our society is that you no longer need anything to loot.
Good call. Good
people
call.
Go to concerts, and when they didn't like the band set, they loot.
That's right.
Didn't that happen like at some concert up in Montreal?
I believe so.
Don't remember who it was, but suddenly Looting. Fans just go wild, looting, rioting.
Speaking of bands, I finally caught the new Belly video the other day.
Which one is that?
Hey, Japan.
There you go. So I can see why you guys were like drooling over that lead singer at that
Geppetto
concert.
Was actually their oldest video.
What I want to know is, like, when did they get zapped from the American Gladiators to play bass for them? And that woman is, like, pumped. I was, like, so frightened.
I've touched her.
You've touched her.
I have touched her.
That's not something to brag about there, man.
She's more muscular than I am, I would have to say.
Well.
Just slightly.
Most people are, Brian.
Yeah, that's just a given.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Very depressing.
Man. I want to hear, first thing I want to do before we do anything else to get me in the mood, I want to hear the promo cart that was being played.
All right.
Can we do that, Joe? I've heard many good things.
Many good things.
You haven't heard it?
I haven't heard it. I've been in town not even 12 hours.
And he's already thrown up on me.
I played it on. I thought you probably were on the way here when I played it last, but
it's
possible. You didn't get to hear it.
No.
So let's do it now.
Last time on the Ron and Brian show.
It's good pizza.
Very good.
I believe the ham was the best part of that.
Can't go wrong with the meat lovers. Everyone has, like, a misinterpretation of what the orgasm actually is.
You're going to have to clean that up when you're done, you know.
And meanwhile...
Let's just realize we're on the air right now. And
I'm sorry, I can't sing. Right now, dogs are cringing by the curb.
You think?
So, obviously, we couldn't leave it like that. That's why WCDB Albany presents the Ron and Brian Reunion, Wednesday, December 1st at 7 a.m.
I don't know, we're just telling people we're doing the special edition of the Ron and Brian show.
And?
I don't know.
They're not quite prepared for it. They don't know what's coming.
Yeah, many people are not prepared for it at the moment.
Are we prepared?
I don't know, you were supposed to prepare everything. I'm just drinking.
With preparation like that, it's gotta be good. The Ron and Brian Reunion, Wednesday, December 1st, 7 to 9 a.m. A special edition of the Jeff and Brian Show on WCDB Albany.
What's up?
Take it!
Yo!
Oh, man, that was...
What was that extra little banjo at the end?
All right, I made a mistake. back.
Oh, here I was ready to proclaim it the best card ever, and then we just have these mistakes. Damn it, we can't go for that.
This show had to be perfect.
Not so far.
What'd you think of it?
It's beautiful. A tear fell from my eye, my heart in my hand.
Not on the equipment, I hope.
No.
Not on Brian's couch, I hope.
Not on Brian's couch.
All right, so we'll tell a story about my couch.
Well, you know, I mean, you take me out. Where did we go last night?
Across the street.
Some bar.
One too many. And all it's hazily coming back to me now, but I remember falling asleep on your couch.
No, you fell asleep on my chair.
Well, first I fell, no, because I was lying in the chair, and then I had to go up to go throw up in the bathroom a few times.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Yes.
Wow, I was out cold
very fast.
You actually
made it up to the bathroom a few times.
I was out cold very fast.
And then when I came back, I couldn't make it to the chair because the room was spinning at quite a fast pace. You really have to get that bolted down there.
Right?
I just fall on the couch and then I just lose complete feeling from my waist down.
Right.
Which, you know, normally is a good thing.
Right.
And then I just remember, like, just throwing up all over myself. And your couch.
Actually, if I can remember, it didn't seem like any of it got on you.
Well, I had to take that sweatshirt off.
Good point.
Which is now sitting in the car that is, like, not going anywhere.
Oh, this is one of the reasons why we happen to be late.
That's right. You go. I got into the car. I like, pull the lever to release the emergency brake. Nothing. The brake's just still locked into place. But I was so dedicated to the show, I was willing to rev the car until the emergency brake cable snapped, and then I just thought it was a bad idea.
And luckily, we were actually able to meet you. Brian and I... Uh-oh. Excuse me for 1 second. Carry the show, Ron.
Why? I can't carry the show. Please, no. Yeah, I just like started running.
Oh, out of practice, are we?
Yeah, I just started running towards the station, and luckily you guys were eventually were like, "Geez, Ron should be here by now." Where'd BP go to?
He went to have a nice, refreshing beverage.
Oh man, doesn't he realize we're in the middle of a show right now?
Yeah.
Doesn't he realize that there's new rules and you can drink in the studios?
Well, if that's the case,
is that the truth?
No.
Oh, okay.
So Joe, what special things do we have arranged for today?
Well, I have four choice moments from your previous show.
Do you have them arranged in any particular order?
No, they're completely randomly chosen, and like most, they run between 30 and 60 seconds each.
All right, let us play.
So I thought
clip
we could do like
number one.
We could do like one every half an hour.
Oh!
That works. Let's play number one at this point.
Okay, let's see.
My hand's on the dump button.
No, these are all undumpable. Well, non dump necessary.
They're dump friendly. A lot of bananas.
They're dump friendly. How's that?
Okay, sounds good.
Dump friendly. Oh, man.
You ready for number one?
Yes. I'm ready for number one.
Okay.
WCDB, infamous Ron and Brian moment.
Like, if you were to swear, which, you know, I just hope you don't.
Oh, I won't. I promise.
Then we'd have no way to stop it, and you could really get us in a lot of trouble and get our station shut down.
Oh, I would never do something. I think you guys are awesome.
You know, to have me...
Hey, 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 hey,
God.
Not good.
I'm sorry.
Oh, do I remember that moment well.
Hey, do you have her number?
I lost it.
You lost the number.
I believe, wasn't her name Kelly?
Kelly, something along those lines.
The story about her was...
She was like
she was
the,
a regular,
the
she was,
ultimate Ron and Brian fan.
She called us up every week, would listen to it in her car on the way to work, loved us. And
don't know how that happened.
She was on the phone a lot.
Many times.
And she knew not to curse.
Usually.
But
seeing as how that night had already just gone to pot anyway, she just figured...
No pun intended.
She just figured, hey, why don't I swear on this radio station? Who are these people doing a late night Ron and Brian show?
Also, that was like at 2:30 in the morning.
I'll have to say this. Who is listening to WCDB at 2:30 in the morning? I want to know what is our listenership at that time? What is like the types of people? What are the types of people that listen to us at that time at night?
What was that?
Light for?
Oh,
do we have a phone call?
We have a phone call.
Does he know how to work the phone?
I don't think he does.
That's good. That was smart, Brian. Bring him in there.
He's the one who smells like puke.
Flip the switch.
Wait, no. Ron, you have to do two things. You have to,
caller, stay on the air.
Stay on the air, caller.
Do
you know where the phone switch is?
The thing that says phone line answer.
Right.
All right.
So when you want to take a call, you flip that down and you press the red button on pot 11.
Got it.
All right. Down. Down.
Stay on the air.
Hello?
There you are.
Bob.
Hey, Bob.
I called 2 weeks ago, but you guys were busy, so you just missed out a good story.
We missed Bob's story.
Okay,
no, Bob. 2 weeks ago, because, you know, I called.
Right.
But we were here.
I know, you were here, though. But I had a friend with me, and finally, after like 6 or 7 times, he said, I don't think there is a radio station.
Is he with you now?
Huh?
Is he with you now?
No, I didn't bother getting him. But, you know,
are you at school right now?
Yeah.
Bob, are you excited about the Ron and Brian reunion?
Actually, when I heard about it, I was shocked.
Shocked?
Why?
Shocked.
Why is that?
Shocked with excitement.
Shocked with excitement. Were your nipples hard?
Well,
could they cut?
I'd rather not say.
Could they cut glass?
Bob?
Yes.
Never mind.
It's up to you.
What?
It's up to me?
Yeah.
Oh.
So Bob, are there any other high school type people running through the halls?
Are there any like 16-year-old girls running around?
Where? I'm new to this area. What's up with this?
Well, is there anybody else who would like to talk and be on the air and maybe get to know us?
do you think?
Bob?
Yeah?
Are you paying attention, Bob? The questions only get tougher from here on in.
All right, I'm sorry.
As the
we
point
have yet
values
to start
double,
asking the SAT questions.
As the point values double.
Bob, have you taken the SATs yet?
Okay.
No, PSATs,
Bob,
actually.
Here's an analogy for you, Bob.
An analogy, all right.
Desks are to chairs as people are to blank.
The Jeff and Brian show.
Was that the answer?
No, that's just a lame attempt to kiss my butt. I don't appreciate it.
I'm sorry. So the people are compared to the desks, right?
Let's see. Desks are to... I'm stumped on this one. Desks
me too.
Are
I'm sorry.
All right. I personally was stumped myself. I was just hoping to maybe get an answer to this.
No, I don't have an answer for you.
Animals, like people are to animals. Animals are our friends. Give up, Ron. Okay, so Bob.
Can I get a word in?
We've been waiting for you to say something since you called.
Look, radio magic.
Come on, Bob, say something.
Something really strange was happening to me.
You're getting mugged?
No.
What?
I was at the mall.
Okay.
Buying a pair of jeans at a store, and I was talking.
Was your mom with you at the moment?
No, just me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, that's good.
And a friend of mine, and he knew that I was Bob. And,
so he knows that you're Bob?
Yeah.
Well, Bob's real name is not really Bob.
Of course my name is Bob.
Okay, so keep going.
All right.
Friend knows that, like, every once in a while you call up and you're on the air, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Has he ever heard you?
No, but he knows.
Okay.
All right. He's a believer.
All right. He's a believer. I was talking to the store clerk about whether to try on Classic Fit or Natural Fit.
What was that?
He wants to know what kind of jeans he's
wearing. Yeah.
All right, and?
Is this a male or a female clerk?
Male clerk.
All right.
So I was just talking to him.
So you were hitting on him?
Just
joking.
I was buying a pair of jeans, all right?
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Okay, so he's buying a pair of jeans.
Yeah.
Get to the point. You're taking away good vomit story.
Yeah, come on.
Okay, so, and I was talking to him, and this woman turned around and came over, and when I was done buying the jeans, she said, hey, you're Bob from the Jeff and Brian show.
Hey!
Yeah.
I said, why, yes, I am. And then she brought me out, after I bought my jeans, to this group of friends that was eating pizza, so they let me have some pieces, and they're like, wow, you're Bob from the Jeff and Brian show? And everywhere I went, the word spread through the mall. And, like, each time someone recognized my voice, they'd be like, hey, look, it's Bob.
All right, Bob, never call this show again.
All right? Didn't happen to you?
You've called before.
Yes.
And every once in a while, you'll have something good to say.
What?
I'm disappointed that you never threw on, like, any of your 16-year-old,
floozies. Young female
floozies,
friends.
As Joe prefers to call them. But, you know...
Any good vomit stories, though?
Vomit stories?
But don't lie to me, all right? I can tell when the caller is lying.
I threw up last week.
What was that?
I threw up last week.
He threw up last week.
Yeah.
You can't
That's not a vomit story.
You can't just come right out and say it.
Please,
you have to build up to the vomit.
4 or 5 minutes.
He's on a payphone.
On a payphone.
Wow, I guess I never talked to you this long before.
Man.
15 cents more. Hey, will
you
take a
collect
call?
No!
Yeah, right. 15 cents
more. Come on, throw in the change.
I only have...
Goodbye, Bob. Nice talking to you.
To the banjos.
I like throwing that in every once in a while.
Every now and then, that 2-second clip.
Bob, this is the story about Bob. Bob goes to high school in
Shaker.
Is it Shaker?
Shaker.
I showed him Shenandoah.
I'm Shenandoah.
You're not Shenandoah. He goes to Shaker.
Hold on. The phone lines are lighting up one more
time. I hope he's not calling back.
Ron and Brian show.
Hey.
Hey, what about Jeff?
Yeah.
Hi,
Gertrude.
It's Gertrude. What's
up? How you
up?
Doing? Good morning.
Good morning. You guys were late this morning. I got up right...
We've been trying to tell the story.
No, I know. I heard. You guys got loaded last night.
No, I was not. I was not loaded.
Jeff behaved himself last night.
I would like to distance myself from the whole episode. I was not sick at all.
So you didn't puke all over yourself?
I didn't puke
like
all over myself.
That was me.
I have a little bit more respect and dignity.
Well, let's not go over the edge here. I mean...
Oh, man, guess what I'm doing tonight?
Oh, tell
me, honey.
I'm
going to see Cypress Hill.
Rage Against the Machine.
You'll probably see Brian there.
Funk Dubious. Is he going too?
Yeah, he'll be there.
Brian will be rocking the house
in
tonight.
In Poughkeepsie?
In Poughkeepsie. Yes. Brian will be kicking
excellent.
It live.
Bring your Phillies.
Hey.
Man, they lost
the
World Series.
Or the baseball team.
Okay.
No pun intended. Har, har, har.
Ba-dum-bum.
Well, I'm glad Bob got cut off. Boy, he's annoying,
That was a really boring call.
Like, I'm sure somebody really recognized him in the mall and said, hey, you're Bob from the Jeff and Brian show.
Nobody recognizes me.
I mean, what kind of society would we be in if, everyone in the mall was listening to Jeff and Brian?
Well, that wouldn't be so bad, but I just can't believe that they'd recognize Bob's voice.
We have three listeners. Actually, no, we have two because Bob always calls from school, so
and
he's not
can't
really
even
listening.
Hear you.
We have two listeners
that know
who's,
how to
who's
dial
the other
phone.
Listener.
No,
Cecil.
We have two listeners that know how to dial a phone.
Cecil.
Cecil and Gertrude.
Cecil is Gertrude's boyfriend.
Yeah, I wanted to apologize to you guys because I swore on the air last time I talked to you.
Yes.
And I'm really sorry about that.
Well, luckily, we were prepared for that kind of situation.
I just got so angry, though.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember who it was, he was going off that Rodney King deserved to get beat, and I couldn't go along with that.
We've asked that he kindly not return.
Oh, is this,
Steve.
That was Steve. All right. I heard about that story.
I was, on my way out the door, and I heard him, I had my headphones on, because I got one of those little headphone radios to listen to you guys on the way to work.
Did you buy it specifically for that purpose?
No, I didn't, but that's
what
I use
it for now.
When
you bought it, did the man say, aren't you Gertrude from the...
Yeah, right. People ask me that all the time. But I just got so frustrated. That's why I swore. But I'm really sorry. I hope I didn't get you guys in trouble.
So wait, I'm kind of confused here. Rodney King didn't deserve to be beaten?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't. I don't think anybody deserves to be beaten that badly.
Okay, all right.
What about those 11-year-old boys in Britain? Who killed that 2-year-old?
I'm not familiar with that. I haven't seen that on the news.
Major news story.
Not familiar
this
with
little,
that.
Little 2-year-old kid, right? He's walking in a mall with his mom.
Right.
Suddenly, she turns around for a second. These two 11-year-old boys creep up, take him away, drag him to these train tracks, start pounding his head with bricks and lead
goodness.
Pipes. Kill him. All right. They just
are they crackheads?
No, these are
in Britain. They're
they don't have guns in Britain, so they need to use the bricks and the pipes.
So then what they do is they kill him, and then to kind of cover it up, they dump his little cute little
carcass
pulpy body on the train tracks. So the train just goes right over him
severs him.
These are 11-year-olds. They do not deserve a good spanking.
Oh, well.
Was that, Brian? Could you repeat that
word? I think they definitely deserve some kind of...
criminals.
I know what we could do. We could lock them in a house with Michael Jackson for the weekend.
Ooh,
that's too cruel.
Hey.
Oh, I got a Michael Jackson joke.
Oh, no.
Why did Michael Jackson run to Caldor's?
I don't know why.
Because he heard that little boy's jeans were half off. Boom.
Okay, and from this point on, Michael Jackson's name will not be spoken again.
Okay. We call him Jacko.
Jacko. The Jacko.
that's a little... I won't make the comments.
I won't tell my little boy blue joke.
Bada bang!
Bada boom!
Oh, my goodness.
I'm just catching my breath here.
Michael
Hold
Jackson!
Ring a
jing ding. No, the Jacko. I like that.
The Jacko?
Yeah. Isn't that what he said? Before,
Who?
That's what we're going to call him?
Sure.
If that's what we would like to call him. But personally, I'd prefer it if we didn't speak about him at all because we have spent far too much time on this show.
Oh, by the way, Cecil sends his salutations and greetings. He's on his way to work. He says hello.
He's going to plant some trees.
How's that band of his?
Pretty good. They played up in Lake George last weekend, and they're going to be playing at Saratoga Winners coming up soon. I can't remember what the date is.
Maybe we can go and have a few beers, Brian.
Yeah. Lunacy and Flowers, Sunday, December 19th at Saratoga Winners.
It's an all-ages show, and there's going to be a whole bunch of bands
and,
there.
And if you're lucky, Ron will, like, throw up on a table or something.
Actually, that'll be the night after my friend's bachelor party, so I think this could very well be.
All right, Ron, so you're doing this bachelor party.
Are you guys
right? going
to be on next semester?
Yes, we are. We might change our time slot.
Yeah, we'll probably be on a little bit later, just for the simple fact that, like, I can't wake up this early.
How does one go about getting on the air on your radio station? Do you have to be taking
You have to take a class. No, just take a class.
Have a little bit of extra cash to slip to the executive staff.
The program director prefers a crisp $50 bill.
And then there are training fees.
Of course.
No, seriously.
No, you do have to be taking have to be a registered student here at SUNY.
But you don't. Do you have to be in the broadcasting communication?
Oh no!
You just have to be a student.
Yeah, we prefer not. In fact.
That's cool.
Me
well,
personally,
I'll probably be seeing you guys next semester.
I'm a history major.
Yeah, so I'm going to be an English education major, but I want to get on the radio.
Yes, the English major.
You
will
are
take
on the radio,
far.
Gertrude.
Well,
you are.
I know, but I want to like
who's
gonna
call
some,
us?
Spin some tunes, you know.
I know.
Make everybody listen to the Grateful Dead. They never play it.
See, now, if
there might be a reason for that.
See, why? I don't understand.
We're not a Grateful Dead kind of station.
Yeah, but it's alternative. Grateful Dead is...
Grateful Dead is not alternative.
Grateful Dead was never...
It's alternative compared to some of the crap like Fly 92.
Hey.
Mantovani is alternative compared to that, but we don't play him either.
Good point.
I do enjoy most of the music that they play, except for the dance music. What
do you mean by the dance music?
I don't know, hip hop or
say it.
Disco.
Say it.
Racist.
Racist.
No, I'm not. I don't enjoy that. I love reggae and stuff like that,
yeah,
but I don't like synthetic.
That just gives
music.
You an excuse to right. smoke.
What?
She's like, oh,
that
I like
gives
reggae.
You an excuse to smoke.
Yeah, well.
Reggae music.
You know what she wanted to
that
say.
That crazy reggae music.
Hey,
I love
Bob Marley. I like Cypress Hill. That's about as far as I'll go with that.
I'll be wearing my DJ Oral-B Raiders cap tomorrow, so I may
tomorrow,
see you there.
Tonight.
Oh, is it tonight?
Well, I'll have my legalize it hat on.
I have to go to sleep at some point, so it'll feel like tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm taking the bus down to Poughkeepsie. That's going to be a joy.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
All right.
You guys have a great morning and have a wonderful reunion with your friend.
All right.
And don't get too drunk tonight.
No, I don't think that'll be
possible. I'm not drinking tonight.
I'm just going to bed.
All right.
A nice clean bed.
Yeah, really. I wouldn't throw up in my own bed. I mean, come on. I gotta
live there.
Yeah, right?
Jim, I'm so sorry.
Well, thank you very much, Gertrude.
Yeah, maybe I'll see you at the show tonight.
All right.
Have a good time. Don't forget those Phillies.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
WCDB Albany, Ron and Brian reunion. Call now.
Pat Finn. All right. How many more magical moments do we have?
Three. First, let me tell you, Marnie called at 7:05. Wanted to wish you all good luck on the show before she left for work, but of course you weren't here to take the
everybody
call.
Is
now I have a moment with Marnie in it that maybe we should play next.
Oh no, we must wait on the moments because we want to keep them safe.
We're rushing things here.
Come on, no, let's just do it
no,
now.
No, if we play a moment now, we'll only have two left for the rest of the show.
Well, it's been almost a half an hour.
All right. Remember that, Brian. What's the key here? It's been almost a half an hour.
Yeah.
What are you going to have to do soon?
Oh no! We got the tape. Just will go over by itself.
We got a new tape deck in there.
Of course,
you're all there.
You put the switch in the middle, right?
I believe I did. Okay. Somebody should go check that.
Yeah. All right. Let's play the magic moment with Marnie.
Okay.
Magic Marnie moment.
Let's
magic Marnie moment.
Marnie moment.
Bada boom. Bada fuco.
Oh, is that the new one? Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom, bada fuco.
See, he's guilty, it sounds like.
Well, he pled guilty. It's that astute, perilous legal mind that keeps me coming back for more.
One of the reasons Brian is not a criminal justice major.
Yeah, right?
For good reason, I failed the last criminal justice course. I'll probably fail another one this semester.
You are brilliant, my man.
But that's just me.
All right, we've basically just jerked around for half an hour. What do you want to talk about here?
Listen, man, you've had 6 months to think.
And you know, I really haven't done a lot of thinking.
Like hell you haven't.
It's just throw something at me that's on the tip of your tongue, and I'll go with it.
How are things going with you and your girlfriend?
Let me tell you, just splendidly.
Booby.
Booby. Yeah, she was down for a few days. Made me put up a Christmas tree. I'm getting, like, really domestic here. I'm going to have to, like, pop, like, a cyanide suicide pill soon.
Is it getting bad, or? Let's just remember, she ain't possibly her sweet mates may be listening.
Oh, her sweet mates. Let me tell you about her sweet mates. Nah, I won't get into that quite yet.
This has become a very interesting topic. I'm sure.
I know.
Yeah, come on, man. You got to work with this.
What do you want me to say?
Talk to me about her sweet mates. Don't just say, "Oh, get into it."
Yeah, I'm waiting for this light to start flashing here.
Do it. Don't be whipped.
It's too late.
What do you mean?
What do you know? The light's flashing.
Oh, answer the phone.
Answer the phone.
Ron and Brian show.
Hi,
and Jeff.
And Jeff.
You knew I'd call, huh?
Yeah.
All right, Nance. What's going on between Ron and your sweet mates? It sounds like there's a bit of friction.
I don't know, but we're all sitting here listening to what he's got to say, man.
Hey, honey.
Yeah?
I slept in a pool of my own vomit last night.
I know. How sanitary of you, honey. That's really gross. You won't be doing that tonight, will you?
I smell like a rose garden.
You actually kiss this man?
I do, but not when he's vomited on himself.
This is true.
Gross.
She jams her tongue down my throat. Nancy, she can't imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Nancy's literally sitting there going, "That's my man. That's my man."
I'm so proud of him.
I don't know if we're going to be able to go to dinner now, honey.
Oh, damn.
Shut up.
All right. I had a topic.
Are you, like, in the next room
topic
now, Brian,
Nancy?
Or?
What?
This is really weird. I don't like this delay thing because I'm hearing myself
on
the
radio.
Please, turn the radio down.
Turn the radio down?
Yes.
Why? Can you hear it?
No, but
yes,
we'd like to say
you
that.
You can hear it. This way you shouldn't be able to hear your radio.
Well, I can't hear it now. I turned it down.
Very good.
I'm actually listening in her room. Now, what did you have to say about my sweet mate, honey?
Did I say anything?
No, I was just curious as to what you're
I'll mention.
Say.
I'll talk about it.
Go ahead.
Something
I'm going to ask Maisley. Hey, Maisley!
Is that her name? What was that?
Maisley?
That's her name, yeah.
Maisley said it's okay if you use her name on the air.
Well, since you've used it about five times already before you asked her.
All right.
Hey, Maisley, who lives at? Is it all right if we use your name on the
air?
Who
lives at?
555.
So, something about a beer bottle.
Oh, no, that's Jen.
Okay.
Oh, Jen.
Stick a whole beer can in her mouth.
You better go ask Jen if we can use her name on the air.
Yeah, ask Jen. That is Jen if we can use her name on the air.
Why don't you call her up?
How many Jen go here, you know?
Just give us her phone number over the air and ask her if she minds.
No.
Oh, man.
All right. What about your other sweet mates?
Who, Shanti?
Has Ron hit on any of them?
No. I don't know what Ron does anymore.
What do you mean you don't know what I do anymore?
I don't know.
He's gone a little bit overboard.
All right, I'm sorry. I'm going to need your car, by the way.
When?
Today.
It continues. Let's get Kingsley on the air.
Honey, I'll talk to you later on.
Okay.
Stop by, maybe.
I'm leaving for my internship at 9:30, so if you need the car by then,
I'll haul
your buns over.
I just need a lot more things.
All your buns over.
I'll haul my buns over.
Goodbye, Nancy.
See you later.
Bye, Nance.
Bye.
I love you.
Love you, too.
Love you.
Love you.
Nance, would you ever bring another woman into our relationship?
Yours and mine, Brian? Of course.
Cool.
Bitch. Just not mine and Ron.
All right.
Good.
See you later.
All right.
Bye.
Glad that's over.
I felt like I was invading.
But you weren't invading.
I felt bored.
Well, all right. I think a lot of people felt that way.
Should we take a
little break here?
Well, let's play the morning moment, and we can break.
Oh, you got that fixed.
Is this going to work this time?
This one has new pads in it.
All right.
Pardon the expression. Here we go.
Hey, she doesn't pad.
WCDB, infamous Ron and Brian moment.
Well, see, everyone has like a misinterpretation of what the orgasm actually is. You know what I'm saying?
No, no, can you explain it?
Well, like in men, some say that the orgasm is the act of, dare I say it?
Go ahead.
Well, you know what I mean.
Ejaculation?
You
know, you have to clean that up when you're done, you know.
And meanwhile...
Let's just realize we're on the air right now.
Isn't that's an okay word, isn't it?
And meanwhile, the similar effect that women have, right, is sometimes considered an orgasm, but the whole... pleasureful the whole pleasureful experience should be
as program director of this radio station I feel very proud.
WCDB Albany Ron and Brian reunion call anybody.
Okay. She's all woman.
Ron, what are you going to say the next time you answer the phone?
I don't know.
Hi mom.
You're not going to answer the phone. Hello, Ron and Brian show.
Well, it seems to me that I was put
times,
in this room,
also,
so I can
change.
Answer the
That's
phone.
That's because you smell like vomit. Nobody's going to want to sit in a room with you. Listen. All right, let's take a break.
You're also supposed to say you're on the air.
I'm on the air.
Not your...
Let's take a break.
Yeah, let's get out of
From
here.
From the State University of New York, home of the Ron and Brian reunion, Wednesday, December 1st at 7 a.m. You're listening to WCDB Albany. WCDB Albany. Alternative music doesn't just live here, it grew up here. R.E.M. Then. R.E.M. Now. Depeche Mode Then. Depeche Mode Now. Robin S. Then. Robin S. Now. More than 20 years of the evolution of modern rock. Brought to you by the station that was alternative the first time around.
90.9 FM. WCDB.
Albany.
42.
I love how with like some shows,
yeah,
when you do a promo, you can give like a time that the show is going to come on, and yet with others, you have to be like,
oh,
three-ish, four-ish, you know, somewhere in that range.
And if you're lucky, the show
you'll
will
catch
be on.
Yeah. Hey, lady. No more Pearl Jam, please.
Alright. What are we doing?
No Zeppelin, man. No Zeppelin.
Is it time for Scott Kingsley with the news?
Good possibility.
Are you ready?
Yes, we're ready.
I don't know if you can ever be ready for Scott's news, but...
Okay, then.
I have a phone call here if anyone's interested.
Put the phone call on the air.
From the State University of New York,
let's just finish up here.
91 FM News.
Hold on. Phone call. Phone call.
Phone call.
Phone call.
They hung up, guys.
Call back.
Call back, phone caller.
Maybe it was the wrong number.
That if we get any phone calls during the middle of Scott's cast, it will stop and we will.
We have a phone call.
You're on the air.
It's Gertrude again. Can I hear you sing Lemon again? Can you sing the Lemon song?
Lemon.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, wait, can I do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Lemon.
I just knew there was something lacking this morning, and I had to call to remind you.
I've got you
under my skin.
Under my skin. I've got you. You out of nowhere here.
I've got you.
Thank you very much. You've made my morning complete.
I'm glad that you will have a nice and full day now that we have fulfilled
your fantasies.
All right.
Take it easy. Have fun with Mr. Scott Kingsley. Hello.
With Say it. With the news.
With the news.
The news.
Come on.
The news.
Scott, take the news. Scott, go with the news.
Have a good day, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Ryan, have you heard Tony Bennett's new one?
Stepping Out?
Yeah.
With my
How does
baby.
That get to be like a buzz clip on MTV?
Because he played with Flea on some music awards show.
I'll tell you why. Because MTV's smoking crack.
Flea.
No Beavis and Butthead.
Sorry. But we will talk about that later.
Oh, great. Right.
Okay,
shut up, man.
Scott, go with your news.
Scott, go.
Good morning. RJ&B news time, 66 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Ron, Jeff, and Brian.
I still get top billing.
No, you don't get anywhere near top billing.
I know. All right. Go. All tanked up with no place to go, the shuttle Endeavour is still on the pad, held back today because of high winds.
He said pad.
Shuttle commander Richard Covey says the crew will, quote, go pay homage to the wind gods and try it again tomorrow.
All right. I mean,
you got to make your newscast flow.
It would flow like, if I didn't get, they said pad.
You never see, like, Connie Chung just, like, stopping in the middle of a newscast.
Well, unlike Connie Chung, I know what the news is about.
And what is the news about, Scott?
Well, the news is about the space shuttle not going off. I have an idea what I'm reading, unlike Connie Chung.
That's news?
All right, Scott, we're not
here.
The
space shuttle never goes up on time. It is not news when the space shuttle does not launch.
It's news when it doesn't blow up.
Israeli radio reports the Muslim fundamentalist group Hamas is claiming...
Hamas? It's Hamas. You idiot.
Isn't Hamas...
Anyway, they are claiming responsibility for a fatal drive-by shooting. An Israeli kindergarten teacher was killed and three companions were wounded when gunmen sprayed them with automatic weapons fire near a West Bank town. The attack came a day after the worst unrest in the occupied Gaza Strip since Israel signed its peace accord with the PLO in September.
That's all the right. Gaza Strip, I believe.
Gaza? You know, saying Scott has continued his ability to mispronounce any word that is not
mispronounceable.
Pronounceable. Like he's still
get up to the microphone, Brian.
He still insists on saying the word pogrom. Be like, yes, and it was on that pogrom last night. And you literally sit there and you're just like, were there deaths, damage?
Why do you keep calling? What do you want?
Do we have a caller?
No.
Okay. Across the globe and in the United States, World AIDS Day is being observed. Australians today dim their lights in recognition of the epidemic.
Scott, how do you feel about AIDS?
It's a terrible disease.
What do you think the government should do to try and... fight the AIDS virus.
Funnel as much money into research to find a cure as we can fit into our budget.
Where are they going to get that money from, Scott?
Well, they're going to get it from tax dollars.
Exactly. From the middle class.
Funnel.
We need more government spending.
let them continue.
More programs.
More programs? Or more
programs.
Federal safety investigators today begin a probe into why an Amtrak train crashed into a truck yesterday near Orlando, Florida.
The truck was there. The train went by. It hit it.
Yeah, I think so we have. I think we have some sound effects of what's going on in that train. No, Scott, you idiot! No, it's not. It's like, see, we really need that desk. There you go, man.
All right. 72 people were hurt when the Silver Meteor slammed into a tractor-trailer rig. The truck was carrying a power plant generator for a local utility and has stalled at a railroad crossing.
It was carrying a perky power plant generator.
I thought that only happened in the movies.
What's that? Trucks carrying power plant generators?
No, people actually stalling on train tracks. I didn't know somebody was actually stupid.
I saw it on Cops once.
I didn't even think cars ever stalled these days.
No, the emergency brakes just get stuck on them.
All right, keep going, Scott.
Next.
A Amtrak spokesman says there's obviously
Next story.
Amtrak. Proper grammatical usage.
Yes.
And Amtrak spokesperson.
You know what the funniest thing is? That if it wasn't for Scott, we really wouldn't care about the English. We'd be like, hey, man, as long as you can talk, go.
We could get, like, Ontario T. Johnson to read the news, and we wouldn't make fun of him.
Keep going, Scott.
There's word that more jobs may be on the block at American Telephone and Telegraph.
Jeez.
The Wall Street Journal reports
Just say AT&T.
Yeah, come on, seriously.
People are sitting at home like, American Telephone and Telegraph? What the hell's that?
I've never heard anyone say American Telephone and Telegraph in my entire lifetime. AT&T. Why is this sounding like you're trying to do some kind of commercial for them?
No.
Who cares if they're hiring?
They're not hiring.
They're firing. That's why it's news. People are going to be on the unemployment line,
that's
living off the public dole.
Oh, wait a second. A major corporation firing someone.
Ooh. Oh. Not just someone, a whole bunch of people.
Are they firing any of us?
Well, no, because we don't work there.
Well, you don't work there.
Have some sympathy for the unemployed.
Scott, stop it, man. Out of nowhere, Scott's like trying to be like I care for the poor. Scott, how do you feel about corporate salaries?
Corporate salaries?
Yes.
They're worth what somebody's willing to pay them.
All right. What happens when they're deciding how much they're going to get paid? Are they worth it?
Well, you know. Board of directors, trustees, have something to say in the long run.
Old Boy Network.
The Old Boy Network. How true is that?
It's basically like friends. It's like a friend telling the other guy, hey, man, let's, like, how much do we want to give
each other?
You're
just mad because you won't get down on your knees.
What?
What
was that comment about?
Figure it out. States are collecting more taxes. They signed the economy is turning around.
Them's fighting words.
Well, take it as what you want. States are collecting more taxes. A sign the economy is turning around. The Center for the Study of the States reports economic growth in the Southeast and the Rocky Mountain states pushed up state tax collections by 6.2% during the third quarter. New York State Police Chief says he expects another 30 to 40 arrests from a two-year investigation into drug dealing across the country.
2 years and they can only get 30 to 40 arrests?
That's what they say. And by the way, they all occurred in Schenectady about 2 weeks ago.
I know. Jeez.
The New York Times say 57 suspected drug dealers, along with 39 illegal immigrants, were arrested yesterday in 6 states.
Really wasn't just in Schenectady, was it?
Yeah, we got to talk about Schenectady.
Yeah, it was like 38 in Schenectady, one like out west.
Don't make me kill you,
Scott. How is it that suddenly you think you're funny?
I didn't say I was funny.
I inspire people to try and do better at their job.
The news is not supposed to be funny. The news is serious.
I'm commenting upon your comments. I'm not commenting on the news.
Scott, remember the time when you almost cried because we wouldn't let you do your newscast? No. I'm being serious. Do you remember the time where you almost cried because you wouldn't let you do your newscast?
No. Well, you were completely wrong in the situation and then told somebody.
He doesn't remember it, but you were completely wrong.
The program director at the time.
Program!
Darn it!
Yeah. Someone's got to kick him out of there really quickly.
The program director told me I could do a news show.
What did the program tell you? What did the program?
The Department of Motor Vehicles.
No. What did the program director tell you?
The program director
said I was absolutely right.
Scott, you come up to the station and you can do a new cast. They had no right telling you not to be doing what you're doing. I'm the program director. I control the programming for this station. I tell you what you can do or not. And they was wrong in that situation.
Scott, keep going.
You better shut up. You're going to get a lynching. The Department of Motor Vehicles is trying to
get an inching. Don't be giving me no inching.
Scott, just keep going.
I'm friends with the program director.
Is trying to make drivers more aware of the dangers of driving while they're tired. Officials say about half the fatal accidents on the New York State Thruway are caused by drivers falling asleep at the wheel.
Wake up.
The DMV.
Oh, first they get rid of drunk drivers. Then they're trying to get rid of the tired drivers.
What's There'll be nobody
be fun
on the
about
road.
Driving on the thruway anymore?
There'll be no one on the road anymore.
The DMV kicked off its Drive Alert, Arrive Alive campaign yesterday. Who came up with
Arrive
that slogan?
Arrive Alive. That's so stupid.
Arrive Alive.
Arrive Alive.
Checking New York State lottery numbers last night. Daily number 603. Win 4-3-3-2-3.
It's Scott the Elephant Boy with the news.
Scott, don't ever give lotto numbers again, right?
Checking the weather. I heard you.
As program director here, I forbid you ever to give lotto numbers.
Checking the weather. Today, sunny, high 35 to 40.
I said I forbid you.
I heard you. I had two ears. I heard you. What do you want me to say? You want me to fight you on this? I'm not going to.
I'm debating on whether I should, what do you call it?
Kick him off the air?
Well, besides that, I've already decided that one. All I'm trying some way that I can, you know, an excuse.
Should you expand him? Expand him from doing an oddcast? You don't do the O-gramming like we tell you to. If you don't do the O-gramming, you can't be doing an oddcast.
Today, sunny, high 35 to 40. Tonight, clear, low 15 to 20. Thursday, mostly sunny, high in the mid-40s. Checking the traffic situation, we have a rollover on the northbound line.
Stop it.
No, this is a major accident causing major tie-ups on the highways.
Tape.
Oh, good point.
All right, where is there a major tie-up, Scott?
There's a major tie-up, a rollover on the northbound side of the Northway.
A rollover on the northbound
Saratoga
side.
In Saratoga Springs, just south of exit 15. Also, a fire in the bus pickup at the Empire State Plaza, which is causing some delays down in the Capital Region. Other than that, the main arterials, Northway, Thruway, 787, I-90, all running smoothly at this hour.
I'm afraid we're not going to be able to mention fire on the radio station. From now on.
Because now if a little child sets their house on fire, you will be held responsible, Scott. Can you handle that responsibility?
If some kid sets his fire, it's because he's nuts. It's not because of me. fire. See? How do they like it? Good. I'll do it.
Oh, you're a rebel, Scott. Oh, man. He just threw the newspapers aside.
Burn down your house.
Wow, you're out of hand now, my friend. You're just out of there.
Anyway, this is the news signing off at 77 minutes past 7 o'clock.
What the? Kill him. Just kill him. He's not good for programming. And you know, I really didn't want him to leave. For as much as he bothers us, I really didn't want him to leave. I felt a connection there that only one man can feel for another. Jeff? What's the matter, Jeff?
God, I'm going to have to apologize again.
Why?
This show is just going down the tubes.
What'd I miss?
You didn't miss anything. That's the problem.
Well, how come Scott's standing when he used to be sitting?
He's done.
He's done.
You got rid of him?
He was done before he started.
All right.
Scott started doing his Beavis and Butthead impersonation.
Right,
although he looks a little like Beavis with the hair and the jutting jaw.
And the flared nostrils.
The flared nostrils. The lack of brain cells.
Ooh.
I know, I'm a rebel.
All right. Come on, man, you must have topics.
You would...
Why don't we speak about... the favorite Ron and Brian topic from ages ago. Do you feel that you two, as white males, are getting a fair break in today's society?
Wait, I sense sarcasm on your part. Jeff?
No, go for it, guys. Take it. This topic, in case you never actually listened to the Ron and Brian show, this topic used to be able to fill... a two-hour show.
What? Well, do I have to tell you about the time in high school where I got rejected?
Who's got gum?
Put it on your nose. Put it on your nose.
I remember the time when I was going to junior high school. I applied to a high school. I did not
you
get accepted.
You applied to a high school?
I applied to a high school.
He had to apply to a high school because he was in the city.
He was remedial.
No, all right. They all do.
So...
he was like, I would like to go to
I did not
high
get
school.
Into this school. I did not get into a specific high school simply for the fact that the way they accepted or rejected that basis was they broke you down first into your zoned high school, then by racial group. And I was told that if I had been a minority, my grades would have been good enough.
My whole high school was a zoned high school.
And?
Get it? It was a joke. It was a pun.
Not in that way, though.
Zoned? Dazed.
Just give us another magical Ron and Brian moment.
Yeah, let's get another one, man.
You want another one?
Yeah, we're getting desperate.
Okay.
Where's Evan?
Oh, no. And we thought we were going to go long.
Here's my favorite one.
WCDB, infamous Ron and Brian moment.
I'm gonna give you kind of like the TDK test. I want you to listen to these two sound effects, right? And tell me which one is the real one. So just listen to your radio for a second. All right, let me put the sound effect number one on.
No way.
Okay, that was sound effect number one. Now we'll go to your sound effect number two.
Which one is truth? Here we go. Now, which was TDK and which was real? They could be both TDK.
Okay, which one do you got as being the real one?
Funny, I don't recall that moment. Thank you, folks. Good night. Good night. Hold on. We have a phone call here.
Oh, no.
You're on the air.
I think you guys should play Hit from the Bong by Cypress Hill since you just played that beautiful sound effect. Come on.
TDK moments.
Come on. Play some Cypress Hill. Just one song. Please?
No.
Come on.
You didn't see him tonight.
Oh.
Maybe later.
Okay.
We're still recovering.
I really enjoyed that moment.
Well, we'll be voting later on.
Okay. Take it easy, guys.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Make some sound effects of your own.
All right. I'm in shock.
In fact, I think that might deserve a replay.
No, I don't think so.
You know, I got to tell you.
Yeah?
I have that whole show on tape.
I don't want to hear this.
The whole thing?
Yeah.
I've had it, obviously, since
you did it, and I only listened to it like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah?
Because I was so angry at you guys that I didn't want to even hear it.
Right. Right,
but I just kept it somewhere. I don't remember. Then I
close
came across
to your
it
heart.
When I knew this show was happening, I said, "Well, I have to listen to it and find like moments to play." So
and
so anyway, I just thought I'd mention that I sat on that show for 6 months before.
Unfortunately, I wish we had sat on that show. I just decided not to do it.
And you know, I'm angry all over again.
I'm full of regret. More than anything.
Maybe we should play New Order, Regret. That would be a good dedication. Why doesn't someone call in with that one?
I don't know.
Every time we say a topic, someone calls in with a request.
I know, right? All right, throw a topic at me. I mean, yes, we are held back because we are white males. Are you happy now, Jeff?
All right, you want to talk Beavis and Butthead?
Well, I mean, there was just that whole situation. It's not just the whole Beavis and Butthead genre. It's just like what it represents, and I think you know what it represents, don't you, Brian?
What does it represent?
White trash?
I really don't know what I'm talking about now. No, that whole situation where the little boy there burned down the house and killed his sister and everything. You heard?
I think we've reached a point in today's society where life is so horrible, so bad, that people see what's being done on television and make that reality.
Well, I mean, if you're five,
nobody can make the distinction anymore between television, make-believe, and real life, reality.
Well, I mean, I can understand. I mean, this kid's five. He has no concept of reality. I mean, look at Kingsley over there. He's like almost 20.
Five-year-old kids
and he's
light
got no
fires
concept. Yeah.
No matter what, whether they're watching TV, watching their parents smoke cigarettes, a kid finds a pack of matches or a lighter, first thing you're going to do is learn how to light a fire with it. It's an innate, instinctual thing for we as human beings to try to make fire.
Hey, can you guys play Burning Down the House by Talking Heads?
Yeah.
I saw that coming.
It's like, you know, I mean,
if the mother knew that he had been, like, playing with matches since watching the cartoon, which she shouldn't have let him watch anyway, why didn't she, like, keep an eye on him and, like, not leave the house for a period of time?
What's wrong with letting this 5-year-old kid watch Beavis and Butthead?
Because he can't handle it. He's not mature enough to handle
it. But no, people don't want a parent anymore.
There's no such thing as responsible parenting.
Well, you look at everything out today, like, you have Teddy Ruxpin to read kids, read stories to your books. Now they got, like, little dolls that'll watch TV with your children and be their friends. It's like no one wants to parent their children anymore.
And idiots like Rush Limbaugh are perpetuating this idea
that
our country
has that to, that the government has to set moral standards for the people and to police what they view, what they watch, what they listen to.
It's survival of the fittest. You die, you die. It's too bad.
Where did that come from?
Sorry.
We're talking about censorship and suddenly you bring up death. You want to talk about death? We'll talk about death.
Let's talk death.
Censorship equals death. Or is that silence equals death?
Silence equals death.
Censorship.
But actually, censorship equals silence.
Equals death.
So
I think
so. Using your ninth grade algebra formulas.
Yes.
If A, then B.
If A, then
if
B, then C.
And
if A equals B and B equals C.
A equals C.
Okay. So
you
do you want to talk about censorship or death?
You can go either way, my man. I
no,
swing
I cannot.
From both sides of
no,
the plate
No, I cannot.
Here.
So how's
but that's
Philly?
Another topic.
How's Philly?
No, we were talking about something interesting.
Death?
And death is always interesting.
What can we?
We can talk about Dr. Kevorkian.
Let's talk Dr. Kevorkian.
He just got sent to jail.
Dr. Kevorkian.
He was just recently sent to jail.
Which is somebody potted me down. Dr. Kevorkian.
Recently sent to jail.
Dr. Kevorkian.
He was recently sent to jail on some like $50,000.
$50,000 bond.
Which he ends up having to pay like $2,000 for.
No, he's not going to pay it.
Well, no, he's out of jail.
Someone else
paid for it.
Somebody else paid
for
it?
He didn't want to make Kevorkian a martyr for what he was doing.
No, that was the last time.
Oh, he's in jail again?
He got arrested like 2 days ago.
And guess what? He's not going to eat.
Big deal.
I don't understand that.
He said that last time, but they were pumping him full of vitamins and little boys.
Little boys?
I don't understand hunger strikes.
I want to talk Michael Jackson.
I don't understand hunger strikes. If somebody doesn't like you,
Jacko.
If somebody doesn't like what you've done, and they lock you away so that you don't do it anymore, and then you say, well, just for locking me away, I'm not going to eat.
Well, this is the thing, is the fact that by going on a hunger strike, you're saying you're willing to die for your cause.
Okay.
And not only were you willing to die, but it's going to be a slow, painful death.
Do you think, but do you think Dr. Kevorkian could actually go through with it?
Of course
not. Would you be able to actually go through
with it? He'd kill himself. No, the real reason I think he's dead, he does it, is just so that people are like, oh, wow, you know, Kevorkian's, doing the whole hunger thing, you know, and have it on their conscience, feel guilty.
I wouldn't be able to do a hunger strike. After a week, I'd be just like, somebody get me a burger. I don't even eat burgers.
I did get Jeff to eat a chicken wing.
That's very good, for what it's worth.
Can I say Dr. Kevorkian again?
Say it.
I gotta do it when Joe's not looking.
You can do it. You wanna do it? Go ahead.
It's
no fun when I let you, right?
Exactly. Dr. Kevorkian. My daughter, she's gotta die. Why? I don't like her. Dr. Kevorkian.
Is this Woody Allen?
I don't know.
I like Dr. Kevorkian. I think he's a good man. He's got good ideas.
Did you hear some of those papers he was writing back in the 50s?
Were the 50s. We're in the 90s, pal.
No, but in the 50s, he was psycho, and now he's normal.
Yeah, right?
That's kind of like saying Manson was just a little ahead of his time. You know, I mean
he's writing papers about how, like, the Holocaust wasn't really a Holocaust because the Jews were only gassed. Did you hear about that?
Maybe the Jews. Maybe the Jews.
He writes this paper that the Armenians got the real raw end of the deal there because they were having all the experiments, but the Jews were only gas, so they really weren't.
Well, that's because the Jews weren't worthy of actually like staying alive for the experiments.
So they say.
Well, accordingly, yeah, you don't know.
I mean, you are of the Jewish faith, right, Brian?
Yes.
And that horse head we grafted onto your neck. You know, I thought you were worthy of that.
Yes.
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 You are correct, sir.
Dum dum dum. Dum dum dum.
What the hell is that?
We're all going to hell.
Yeah, I know.
Oh yeah, I've been going to hell for the past 5 years.
What else? What are your feelings about Somalia?
Who?
I
didn't
gum
touch
patrol.
Her. I didn't touch her.
Who's got gum?
Brian has gum somewhere.
I spit mine out.
I still
Somalia?
I still hear chomping.
It's the meat lover's pizza.
Yeah. I think the ham is the best.
WCDB, infamous Ron and Brian moment.
Guys, be careful.
We're back?
Yes.
All right, cool.
It's good pizza?
Very good. I believe the ham was the best part of that.
Can't go wrong with the meat lovers.
Can't go wrong. Well, actually, I believe like the meat right now is just kind of like sliding on the bottom of my stomach.
Sliding.
I don't know. How is it? Is it still good?
The grease coagulating up on top of it.
I don't know. You're making me hungry.
I'm probably making a lot of people hungry.
Like, I already had a couple slices, though.
Yeah, man, we already had a whole pie.
All right, man, I'm in there in a sec.
WCDB Albany, Ron and Brian reunion. Call now.
It just brings it all back. It's just the horror. The horror.
Oh, the times we had.
Yes.
I got a call yesterday from Dr. Bob Schwartz's people.
Ah, yes. The author of the one-hour orgasm.
He's got a videotape.
The very first interview ever done on the Ron and Brian show.
Best interview. Yes. Dr. Bob's got a videotape, the one-hour orgasm.
On tape?
On videotape.
Cool.
I'm going to hopefully talk to his people.
Because you can schmooze now with the best of them.
Yes.
See, you used to laugh at us when we would schmooze with the record people. Now you understand the full power of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I'm a natural schmoozer.
That's what I always say.
That's what I hear.
A natural sphincter.
Boom, boom, boom.
I mean, are you sure you want videos?
Well, I mean, you know, we really didn't read the book, so maybe the video would help us out a bit.
That video would probably be boring.
Look.
It can't be worse than Candida Royale's movies. All right, Ron, what do you think about adult movies that are made for women?
Geared toward women.
Damn it, I think it's a good thing.
Why?
Why?
Because it's equality. Even
if they're bored by it?
Well, if they're bored by it.
Have you actually seen one, Ron?
One of these for women or just adult movies?
No, for women. I didn't even have to ask the other. But for women.
No, I don't. Maybe you can let me borrow those enough.
So far, you've had like some kind of stranglehold on those.
I haven't. Don't use that.
Stranglehold means the key word.
I have not watched them in months.
Okay.
Lemon.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
What was that? Okay, but, man, why did I just scream out lemon? I broke my point. Okay, so three people have watched the Candida Royale videotapes.
Right.
All have said it was just horrible.
Not horrible.
Boring.
What was that again?
Boring.
You said it right that time.
Boring.
Boring.
Boring, uninteresting.
Well, he's program director. He knows how to talk.
What was that?
I'm just telling Nancy about Ron's smell.
Nancy's here.
Is Nancy here?
Nancy just showed up, and I was trying to warn her.
Don't let her on the air.
Wearing a little miniskirt.
Miniskirt.
Miniskirt. Yeah,
if anybody wants
to call, you know, the number's 442-4242.
Because otherwise, they're just going to start talking like...
Not that we're dying here or anything.
I don't know what went wrong today. I'll tell you what it was.
I think it all just started with me waking up in a pool of vomit.
You can't have a good show when you wake up
in a pool of vomit. It just goes downhill from there.
And then your car gets stuck.
Hello, lady.
So how are the people at work at your hotel?
Let me tell you.
What kind of question is that?
Babes are plenty. As much as I know Nancy loves to hear about, you know, the women who lust after me on a daily basis at work.
Right, right.
It's just incredible. Dare I say 17-year-olds.
Nah.
Ooh. Women.
You know, say in some states that is illegal.
You can come in if you want and take my picture.
You know, in some states that is illegal.
Well, luckily the age of consent in Pennsylvania is only 16, so I have such a wide range of dating possibilities that I didn't before. We got a phone call.
Okay, throw us on.
Hold on, here. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, who's this?
Larry King Live.
This is Brian. Who's this?
This is Kelly.
Uh-oh!
I'm calling because I'm not sure if I talked to Ron or it was Brian before.
You spoke to me and I lost your number.
I was so sorry about what happened. I really am.
Ron?
I really am.
Ron, this woman on the phone right now
is the
reason.
Kept
you out of WCDB for six long months.
Six!
I'm telling you.
Months! Play that part.
Play that one again.
Let's see if you recall this at all,
Ron
Kelly.
And Brian moment.
Like, if you were to swear, which, you know, I just hope you don't.
Oh, I won't. I promise.
Then we'd have no way to stop it, and you could really get us in a lot of trouble and get our station shut down.
Oh, I would never do something. I think you guys are awesome.
You know, to have me...
Hey!
Oh my God.
Not good.
I'm sorry.
Now, see, if we had had that beep to begin with, it would have
been much better.
But the thing is, like, I really am sorry. I was like,
we needed the delay months ago.
I know, but see, my boyfriend and I were on our way home, and it was like 2:30 in the morning, and of course we had a couple cocktails.
Yeah.
And I was like,
sorry. You were drunk
and you were driving?
No, I wasn't driving. My boyfriend was driving.
And he was drunk.
No, he doesn't drink.
I thought you said
he was just on the pot.
What?
So he was smoking crack?
No.
Okay. So you're still going out with the same
guy? I'm not going to make the same. Yes. We're getting married.
Oh, get out.
I swear, next August.
Maybe you and Ron and Nancy could have like a double wedding kind of thing. are we invited? Are Ron and Brian invited?
Sure. It's at the Desmond Americana.
Jeez.
August.
Why is Ron just like completely forgetting about me?
What?
He invited you,
you
and himself.
You don't know Kelly. We know Kelly. We go way back.
Hey Kelly, why don't you ever call me and Brian?
Well, see, the thing is that this morning my fiance left for work and he called me when he got to work and he goes, because every Wednesday he just checks to see if you guys are on because he thinks you guys are really funny. So he goes, Kelly, you're never gonna guess what. He goes, he told me what happened. He said they're having infamous Ron and Brian moments. And guess who they put on? I'm like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
It's because of you that the Ron and Brian show ended.
Partly.
Come on. I'm
Well, all right. Kelly, you should just thank Joe right there.
Maybe we had a little bit to do with it ourselves, too.
You know, I had to leave
the meat lovers.
I had to leave the state because of that.
Infamous moment.
You know, I'm begging for forgiveness, and you're not helping.
I forgive you, Kelly.
I had to move out of the state.
You're lying. My fiance told me that you graduated here today.
Shut up. But I did move out of the state.
Only because there was no jobs for you here.
Right, yeah. But...
Come on, do you guys forgive me?
Well, I can't get a cushy printing job like some people have.
I forgive you, really.
You weren't even there. It is not your place to forgive.
Okay, fine.
All right.
Do you still have that cellular phone?
That's what I'm on right now.
Are you on the throughway right now?
Yes. I'm just entering. I'm at the toll booth.
Cool. Say hi to the toll booth
person.
No way.
Is he scary looking?
What?
Is he scary looking?
No, but The line's too long, and I'm not going to put the phone up to his ear.
You just don't want to be friendly, face it.
It's too early to
be friendly. You've become a bitter person in your old age.
It's because of you guys. You were so hostile towards me when I called.
Well, you ruined our careers.
Oh, come on.
I can't get it. We can't get jobs in radio now.
Well,
I have to live on the street. I live in a van.
A van that has a broken emergency brake.
Yeah, right.
You shouldn't be saying this to me because I cry over everything. I'm very sensitive, and you're making me feel upset.
Oh, all right, don't worry about that. It's really no big deal.
We'll very easily get on with life.
If you start crying, then that will really upset me. And I promised myself I wouldn't cry. All right.
Well, I should go.
All right.
This is an extensive call.
Well, thank you for
calling.
Thanks
a lot. I'm glad we're worth it.
Now, do you actually pay for it?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. How can you afford that?
What?
That's crazy.
My parents pay for it.
Ah.
It's for emergencies only.
Yeah, this is a really big emergency. Yeah, Ma, that 25-minute call to Albany, that was an emergency.
Ron was back in town.
I apologize.
Well, we accept your apology.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It was good hearing from her.
She called up.
Called up. I'm impressed. I know we were going to try and contact her anyway.
No, all we need is the hey call guy.
You know, I love the hey call guy.
He called 2 weeks ago. But Brian didn't realize it at the time.
He said he was not aware.
Did you bring in the Waco bit?
Yeah, the tape is, I have the tape right here.
Play the tape.
Well, it's going to take me a minute to
find
it.
Forget it. Don't worry about it.
What's the Waco bit?
You didn't hear the Waco song?
No.
We did, right? Like, one day after the Waco thing happened.
Yeah.
Ron sitting in class writes a parody of... what's it? Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. He does a rap about Waco to that tune over Run DMC's "Down with the King."
If you want to like wait till I get this rewound, maybe we can take a quick break and then we can come back with it.
All right.
Not yet. Just let me rewind it first.
Chestnuts.
Church nuts. Church nuts. Hey, lady. Sorry.
Nah.
This is Harvey Fierstein.
My question is, getting back to that one moment.
What moment?
When, like, in that earlier one of the carts where you go, ah.
Right.
What were you doing at that moment?
Is that the ejaculation cart?
Yes. I believe so.
Wow.
I was just wondering, like, what? Why would you be, ah.
I think he was reacting to Marnie saying the word.
Oh, was that it?
It was all just reaction.
Then why did she follow it up with, you know, you're going to have to clean that up when you're done?
Well, that relates to the meat lover's pizza, I think.
No, I think that relates to the fact that she was joking that Ron had actually had
an orgasm.
Well, maybe, but when you hear the whole show in context, that follows talking about...
You know, I slept a lot better when I knew when I didn't think there was a tape of that show out there. You know, I slept a lot better.
What?
I can't sleep anymore.
Hold on.
What are you doing?
I don't have it queued up.
Do you remember how to use Q?
Yeah.
Why don't you do that?
I'll be back in a minute. You talk amongst yourselves.
we will.
All right. So, Jeff, what happened to that girl that was supposed to come up?
Oh, while he's gone, I'll chew gum.
How about this? How about you give me an engineering clearance? See? Right there. See, that was Joe's cue to, like, give an engineering clearance. Just like, what's your name?
Alyssa.
We used to have this girl at the station. Woman. I apologize.
Female.
Who used to quiz...
Lady.
...other TJs while chewing food, and Joe did an excellent impersonation of her, but...
Actually, whenever you talked to her, she was chewing food.
But what's happening with that? How come that girl never showed up?
It was too early in the morning for her. She had a big paper to write. It's opening night.
Tonight?
Well, it's not really opening tonight. Opening night. Tomorrow's opening night. But tonight we do have a performance.
I have another magical moment here.
What?
It's not a magical...
It's
not an infamous Ron and Brian moment, there was a certain situation with a certain DJ that happened last semester, and you were only able to catch it live on Ron and Brian.
Oh, I remember this.
FCC, come and get me. Every last one of you out there who just, like, you know, it's like, rap doesn't have any place in clubs. So that shit can get a kick in the butt. You really do. Techno, house, industrial, rap, punk, hardcore, experimental. I've done it all in this damn show. And I still got people calling me up who want nothing but this and nothing but that. You know, it's really nice and all, but you're going to go out to QE2 on a Monday night, and it's going to be all mixed up. I got the power of the airwaves on my side. You think you could call me up anytime you want and just, like, think I'm not going to get angry about it and spit it out over the airwaves? I don't care if we only have 100 watts. I'm going to say whatever I want to. I got a license, and I'm going to use it to the fullest extent.
Then they're going to take that license away.
Yeah, right?
Later for you.
Later for you. Later for you.
Ignorant mother.
I have a question.
Yes.
I see you're still using that high-grade tape.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Now that Jonathan Wishbone is dead, does Macedonia have to get a new license?
But he gets 1 month. I get 6. You figure it out yourself. I don't know. All right. I'm going to go back to find that again. Hold on.
What's it doing in there?
News and sports at 9.
You're right.
At 9? So. Oh, yeah.
He said.
I think I just want to hit the dump button at least once.
Don't do it.
You're monkey on my back. Bad monkey. Bad monkey. Bad monkey.
What was he doing? I've never heard anyone get so angry about it.
He brings new meaning to the word rave.
Yeah, literally.
Techno, you know, we've rave. Got a giveaway.
What?
Go see The Voluptuous Horror of Karen Black tomorrow night.
Anybody want to go? 442-4242.
First caller.
They have to call us. They have to insult Ron. The first person to call up and insult Ron will win a pair of tickets to go see The Voluptuous Horror of Karen Black. At QE2 tomorrow night. Doors open at 10.
Is Ron even still participating?
Ron is queuing.
Okay, I don't know if you can hear us or not.
You still hear me in the background on the delay. Like if I scream out, LeBron!
And then you wait.
You wait a little while.
And there it is.
There it is.
How about if you go really loud?
Dr. Kevorkian!
That was just bad. Dr. Kevorkian! Dr. Kevorkian! I gotta give him back.
Dr. Kevorkian!
Dr. Kevorkian! That's it. Dr. Kevorkian! Wow, this was just a bad day. It started off with Ryan puking on my couch, which I got to clean up, I assume. Hey, Nance, want to clean up my couch? I figured Ron was the one who ruined it. Somebody's got to clean it up.
And it ain't going to be me, damn it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Lemon!
And I will always... I have it set up another infamous Ron and Brian moment.
Okay.
To capitalize on the tragedy of the Waco, Texas affair. Well, I think the song...
We haven't had any good tragedies to capitalize on recently.
So we have to go back and do the classics. But I think everyone will appreciate this. I know we certainly did.
This is going out to David Koresh, the FBI, the ATF, Janet Reno, and all those suckers down in Waco. Yeah, keeping themselves locked up for 51 days. What did it get them?
They faked it in 93.
Oh, yeah, and we're putting it on wax.
Getting burned, baby.
Burned. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Tear gas nipping at your nose. Some death hymns being sung by FBI and folks cooked up like casserole.
Ho, 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 ho.
Everybody knows a maniac and brainwashed wackos help me wiggle bright. Tiny tots with their bodies all aglow will find it really hard to sleep tonight. They know that Reno's had a way. They're loading 87 bodies on a sleigh.
Possibly
and
funny.
Every mother's child
the day after
is gonna cry
was.
And see what daddy looks like when he fries. And so my man hitting the top of the charts.
He's in 93.
Increase the pace. Get down with the king and out of the underground tunnels. Don't be wrapping your children up like microwave burritos and cooking them up under some compound.
Jiffy, pop them all.
Yeah, boy. And we're out. All right.
Yeah, there we go.
There you go right there, man.
Right there.
I'm glad we had that moment.
All right, remember Katie Beers?
Yeah.
You guys remember Katie Beers?
I had her.
Oh. How can you make just like sex jokes about that poor girl?
Sorry. Uncle John.
Who's Katie Beers?
Uncle John.
Can you let me out?
The cable's out, Uncle John.
Don't you remember Katie Beers? She was that little girl, like six, who gets kidnapped on the island.
Oh, right.
And then like...
The Post.
By the Post.
The New York Post had, like, the big...
It was big everywhere. The guy had locked her in, like, a dungeon that he built in. He had built in, like, his garage.
Yes.
You know, it was a good thing we didn't call Evan and tell him to show up late. It's a good thing.
No one's called up for the giveaway, though.
The Voluptuous Horror of Karen Black.
Kill you too. Tomorrow night.
Doors open at 10. Call
they
up
know
and,
that
if you call up and insult Ron, you'll get those tickets.
The Voluptuous Horror
of Karen Black.
The horror.
Not just music.
The horror.
It's art.
I love that smell.
Of what?
It
vomit?
It smells like victory. Anyway.
442-42
Brian!
Ow!
What? What?
Just giving you a wake-up call.
I sneezed.
I can't believe you didn't. No, wait, we have a call.
Oh, beautiful.
Please be good.
Please let it be entertaining.
Hello. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
You want those tickets?
I love it.
Yeah, sure.
It's just like you're on the air. Hey, hi. And then silence. This is horrible.
You know the rules. You have to insult Ron.
Insult Ron, huh?
Yeah,
you
no
insult Ron.
No nasty words, though. A clean insult.
It's not that hard.
No vulgarity. That's pretty bumming.
I know.
We've done actual 2-hour shows without it.
Yeah, true. That's good.
It happens.
If I pop out right now, it's just like.
I'm bleeding from the eye.
Please turn down your radio.
Come on, man. Turn down your radio.
All right.
Thanks.
That's delay. It kills him all the time. Hello?
I'm here.
All right, man. Insult Ron. You have 10 seconds to.
And we're going
to
vote on the...
And if you do a good job, you'll get the tickets.
Oh, that wasn't part of the rules.
It's now part of the rules.
We changed the rules.
We abridged the rules. Damn it. We can do what we want.
I have the power of the airwaves. What'd you think? I wouldn't get angry?
Back, monkey! Back, monkey! Okay. It's been 10 seconds. You've had your chance.
What? Okay, you thought about it. Now, here, go. Insult
Dude,
Ron.
Can't think of anything.
That's pretty poor.
You mean Ron can't, or?
You mean
you can't think
right,
of an
Ron.
Insult to gain you the voluptuous horror of Karen
Ron,
Black?
You've got 15 seconds to insult this guy. Get to it.
And if it's good enough, he gets the tickets.
You see, I slept in a pool of my own vomit, so I really can't insult anybody.
Oh, you know what we never did? We never called Melissa.
Maybe we still have time. Okay, come on. Just call him a...
A scuzz bucket.
There you go.
It's a scuzz bucket.
Scuzz bucket.
Okay, now... Ron, you're gonna have...
Okay, how about we just... How about he just quickly gives his phone number, we just dump it.
Well, hold on, I'll take him.
We don't need his number, we need his name.
Yeah. Well, we don't really want... Well, he can't really broadcast his name over the
air. Well, he can say his first name, and that, and we'll let that go.
Okay.
Right.
What's your first name?
Keith.
Congratulations, okay. Keith.
Now, when I say go, spell your last name.
In less than 7 seconds.
Wait, how many characters are in your last name?
Oh, man, this is bad.
There's 8.
Okay. Got it.
We got it.
I know you. You've won stuff before.
Yeah, I won some Jenna Torture tickets from you.
Let's not talk about the Jenna Tortures.
I paid for that one.
Oh!
You can't curse.
Oh! We said no nasty words right after we had dumped it, too.
It's no problem.
Okay. All right, man. We gotta let you go.
Now. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
have
you.
All
right.
Oh, you too. Oh, my.
All right, let's call Melissa real quick.
Go call.
All right. I'll go call her.
Okay, Brian is going to call her now.
Because you see...
Ask her if she's listening. If the delay works, okay.
We can only pray that it did.
Because there wasn't a lot of seconds there.
I'm getting an indication that the delay did work.
I think I hit my dump button about 5 times after he said that. So
you don't have a dump button.
I have a dump button.
Well, you don't want to press it. You only want to press it once.
I don't have.
Well, I pressed it more than once.
Because if all right, well, whatever.
Great. Now you've dumped everything.
I dumped a whole 2 hour show.
I hope you're happy. People are now sitting at home going, what have I listened to for 2 hours? I don't remember. Help me, Lord.
No, people are actually... people are sitting at home going, geez, I wish I didn't remember any of this.
Yeah, right? They're like, I wish my head had a dump button. I could dump this... my life had a dump button. I dumped this morning out of my life.
Yeah, wouldn't it be great if our lives were on a 7 second delay?
I needed more than seven
day delay would be nice.
Yeah, I needed more than 7 seconds to make it to the John last night. So. If I had had a bucket.
But you did have that dump.
Bada bing.
Bada boom. Bada fuco.
It was more of a purging, I think.
I think
we're all set here.
Do we have a Melissa?
I think so. Is this Melissa?
Hello, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Oh, isn't it, though?
That sweet, sultry voice can only mean one thing.
Welcome back, Ron. How are you?
I'm surprisingly alive. How are you doing?
I'm just fine.
He smells bad.
Ron, I just want to mention that I have been listening to you this morning, and there's been a few moments of, what were you calling it, magic moments from your show. Let me just tell you this. I never did hear it. This is my first time hearing what went on at that show. 6 months is mild, honey. Yeah, I was really impressed. And Brian, my favorite part is when, in one of those little excerpts, I heard, as program director, I am proud. I heard you say that.
Melissa does not sound happy.
I'm sorry.
As program director.
Program.
Yes, I was not proud. Well, at the moment, I wasn't. I still haven't. Haven't. Still not.
I'm still proud of it. As program director, I am proud.
It's too early in the morning for this.
Classic. That's all I can say.
So do you think this is a historical day in WCDB history?
It could very well be. So what? You guys are ending up the show right now?
Oh, I think the show ended a long time ago.
Show ended when Ron wakes up and he goes, I think I yacked on your couch.
So, Ron, how long are you in town for?
Well, seeing as how the car doesn't work, it could be for quite a long time now.
Definitely.
I'm kind of trapped at the moment. I will be leaving Thursday night.
Oh, okay.
Never to return.
God, maybe if I'm lucky, I'll get a chance to see you.
Oh, I'll make it a point, honey. I'll see you, silly.
Because all right,
Melissa is one of those few women who combine good looks with intellect. That's what impresses me most about you.
All right, guys. I'm out of here.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
I'll talk to y'all later.
All right.
I'm sorry.
Bye.
Well, I can see by the clock on the wall that our time here seems to have come to an end, Brian.
Yes.
As sad as that may be. Is Evan here?
Evan's here.
Evan's here.
Well, I don't see him.
As usual, as is par for the course, we are not leading into Evan's show with a lot of listeners. Evan's got to build that listenership back up.
Well, Evan is the man to do it. He is the man. He is man. He is woman. He is everything.
I would like to thank you, Ron, for being here.
I'd like to thank you for having me, Brian. I'd like to thank your couch.
How does one clean up puke from a couch?
Yeah, if somebody could call up really quick and give us a
with
good
directions.
Club
what
soda
do I do?
Will take that right out.
Will it?
A little club soda.
No, I'm serious, because I really want to know what... I got to stop off at a supermarket and get something.
Yeah, we'll have to figure that out.
I've never had to clean vomit out of a couch.
Hold on, we do have a call, so maybe they can give us a quick hint here.
Hello, you're on the air. Cleaning vomit stains is the topic. Your thoughts?
Don't really have any.
All right.
You don't have any thoughts on that?
No, what's up, Jeff?
Yeah?
This is Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
How are you?
I'm good morning.
I don't know about you guys.
I've heard that before.
Yeah, well, tell the ladies that, you know, you're working for me.
What did he say?
I just see. I
did you just wake up, Mike?
If I just woke up? No, I've been listening to your show for 2 hours.
Wow.
An avid listener.
Thank you.
Well, maybe not.
2 hours. Maybe not avid, but...
Actually, I woke up about 3 minutes ago, caught the last 2 minutes of the show. I think it's... Well, actually, I just wanted to give Ron a call, say, you know, hi, how's he doing?
Mike, do you have any idea how one gets vomit out of a couch?
Vomit out of a couch?
Yeah, how does one clean vomit up? I had a guest over, I don't want to name any names, Ron Bailey, who allegedly... yacked all over
my
couch.
Oh, that's not allegedly. He did.
Yeah, he did. So now I'm wondering how I would clean up this vomit.
Well, I'd have to go with the personal favorite, some club soda.
Club soda?
And maybe get somebody to, like, sit there for a while unexpectedly until they, like, absorb all the vomit.
All right. Scott, what are you doing after the show?
Yeah, Scott Casey. Perfect.
Scott, I'll make you a bowl of cereal. We can come on over to my house. We'll watch TV.
You can read the news.
From my couch.
From his couch. This is Scott Kingsley live from Brian Perlis's couch. Brian Perlis, our program director.
Scott, are you going to do the news at 9? All right.
All right. We would like to thank all of you for listening to the Jeff and Brian show here on WCDB Albany.
I'm dying here.
And we will return next week with another exciting show.
I'll be out of here.
All right, Mike.
Later.
See ya.
It was good being here. Maybe we'll do possibly one more reunion show before you leave, Brian and Jeff.
Good morning.
Good morning to all. Love to all.
And if you don't hear it here,
you don't hear it
anywhere. It's just not important.
There you go. Are we out?
Yeah, we're out.
All right, peace.
We'll see you.
The views expressed on this program, however stupid, do not necessarily reflect the views.